What's your assessment?
Well, I just thought, the first half didn't help us really. We was on some rough end of some decisions, I thought, to be honest with you.
I'd agree.
Second half, we were knocking on the door and we started turning that field position. We just needed to take our opportunities then. We didn't, and then they come down the other end, defended their goal line pretty well, to be fair, on the back end of that. I still think the first try in the first half was a dead set try. I would have said Lannan's affected Manu scoring in a corner is beyond me. But look, there's some of the calls you get. I thought effort wise from the back end of the second half of last week was miles better. Okay, and we have that attitude, we'll be all right going forward.
There must be a concern though, because it's six defeats on the bounce now, Ian, that.
Yeah, it is. I've been going through everything kind of thing over the last few of racking kind of our season, last season of what teams did as well when they got into this position. Talking to some of the coaches as well of what they did. Obviously, like the Widnes, the Wakefield, of what happened with them last year when they got into this Super 8s. And it's a new competition, something that we're quite new to as well. And we have to learn everything from it. We've got a few probably essential kind of leaders missing, so where we can normally just turn the screw at certain points, we're just missing that little bit, to be fair, at the moment. But like I say, we're learning from it.
Yeah, the strength of the competition illustrated by Wigan away, where you've won already once this season.
Yeah, no. Look, we're happy to go there. We're happy to be going, having these big games and being challenged by these big games. This will make us better as a team and as a club as well, and especially playing these games without some of our big leaders, to be fair, without Moose, without Mark Flanagan, without Lamataza. This will make us better as a club and as a team. It's tough now for us, but what we need to do is stick with what the effort we've just given out there today, smarten up them small lapses of individual concentration, I'd say, what's kind of cost us today. We tidy them up and we'll compete with Wigan next week.
Yeah, I mean, from where Salford were last season, you've come a long way, haven't you?
Yeah, we've progressed. We've progressed as a club. The thing for us now is to give that effort every week and absolutely have a dig, whereas we felt last week at Hull the second half, we let ourselves down with that, and we can handle learning from these games, because the big games to be in, if we're giving our full effort and if we get beat because of what we've given everything, we can kind of handle that, because we'll learn from that and we'll be better from it. But like I say, this competition that we're in is a good competition to be in, and it'll make us better and stronger going forward.